Hey, Brad, do you think you could tell me like a little bit about your background and where you're from?
Yeah, sure. So my name is Brad Stone. I'm a 19 from Tampa, Florida, and I'm a neuroscience major here at Dartmouth College.
So when you were coming here to Dartmouth, did you know anything about the school in advance or anything about trips, or was that totally new for you?
So interestingly enough, my dad was an 87, so I knew a bit about the college, and he told me that trips was an awesome experience for him, but he never really went into detail. So I knew to expect something positive, but was kind of flying blind other than that.
And I know you've also led trips before too, so you must have a lot of exposure. Do you think that what are some funny jokes that you've heard before, or pranks that you've heard like being played in your experience on trips?
Sure. So this past fall, I was leading a trip. Had a group of 8 21s and had a 20 as a co-leader. And one of the more interesting trips or pranks that was pulled on our trip was a raid done by Vox Crew. So Vox Crew is sort of the logistical division of some trips. They make sure you have enough food and water, etc., while you're out on the trails, and any sort of emergency medical that wouldn't be straight to 911, they would take care of. So we met a member of Vox Crew coming down a trail. We just hiked like 8 miles, and we were hitting an intersection of the trail on a main road, and we met an upperclassman dressed in a lab coat, and she approached us and said, hey, she was from Cabot Cheese Factory, and they were really interested in pulling hikers as that was a target demographic of theirs. So they led us to a van, and outside the van they had set up this table with a bunch of different plates of cheese labeled A, B, and C. And at a glance, knowing they were Dartmouth students, it was pretty obvious they'd stolen the plates from FOCO and had put out the same slices of cheese on each plate. But I decided to play along, and so we told each of the trippies that they were taking an objective survey quiz, asked them various questions, and the questions just kept getting sillier and sillier until it became obvious to everyone that it was a prank, and that at which point we broke out cookies and chatted and had a good time. But it was pretty amusing to see them think it was a actual cabin employee.
Great. Thanks, Brad.